Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. We got some big things coming on this channel, so you want to make sure that you subscribe and keep checking back. Are there prophetic autistic children who are prophesying the either coming or the return of Messiah? We're going to talk about that today, and all of this is occurring in Israel. It's a really strange story, so there's a lot to get into. Before we get into that, though, big announcement, big news. If you were here in the last Peck Report, then you know that this is coming, but we're going to have Christina Peck join us on some of these videos, not all of them, because she's got other things that she has to do, but on some of these, Christina Peck is going to be joining us for some Peck reports, some Peck Underground Church stuff. It's going to be a blast. We're going to get that corner decorated a little bit better. Maybe get a light up there or something. But so big things are coming. We want to make sure that you can take full advantage of that. Make sure you subscribe, click on the bell for notifications, and just keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com. All right, so for many years, I didn't even know this was a thing. Today's story comes from Breaking Israel News, but for many years, a small group of autistic children has been consulted by rabbis who believe that the gift of prophecy rests within them. But as the gift becomes rarer, according to them, the message becomes clearer that the Messiah is already here and the final painful stages are about to commence. Now, again, these are not Christians that we're talking about. They're Orthodox Jews, so they don't believe that their Messiah has come yet, whereas we know the Messiah is Jesus. So, you know, what they would look for as a first coming of Messiah, it could be our Antichrist. It could play out that way. Or it could push off all the way till what we would recognize as a second coming of Christ. And then, you know, then they recognize that their Messiah is Jesus. But, a few different ways in Bible prophecy that could play out. But, From the standpoint of Orthodox Jews today, they're still looking for their Messiah. They don't, many of them, you know, obviously, since they're Orthodox Jews, they don't recognize Jesus as their Messiah. So we need to be there to help them out. That's what we're called to do, make disciples. But Rabbi Eldad Shmuel, one of the rabbis who organizes and attends a group of autistic children, explained that It is accepted in the ultra-Orthodox community that these children have a certain level of prophecy. So he cited the source for this opinion as the Talmud, Baba Batra 12b, which states, quote, "Since the temple was destroyed, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to Shotim and children," end quote. And we'll talk a little bit about what that means. But Rabbi Samuel emphasize that the prophecies are warning the world to prepare for a great change. So Rabbi Samuel says, quote, "They have been saying more and more that the Gula or redemption is very close, but before it comes, there will be a horrible war, the likes of which have never been seen. Entire cities, huge urban centers will be destroyed. The United States will be unrecognizable after the war." He continues, "The children are frustrated that we cannot see this even though the beginnings are already here. They tell me that they are tired of telling people that the Gula is close when people refuse to listen, refuse to change their actions," end quote. Now, the Hebrew word shotim is usually translated as fools, but in rabbinic literature, it refers to a person with a distinctive lack of social functioning. This does not refer to their level of intelligence, and it's not used as a derogatory expression, apparently. But in the framework of Jewish law, shotim is understood to be a classification that includes autistic people. And the special prophetic ability of shotim was also stated in the Zohar, the basis for Jewish mysticism. So Rabbi Shmuel explained why this might be so. He quoted a verse in Psalms, Psalm 139:14, which says, "I pray you, for I am awesomely, wondrously made. Your work is wonderful. I know it very well." So he cited Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, one of the most prominent Jerusalem rabbis of this generation who passed away back in 2018. So he said, quote, "Our minds are wondrous things, but sometimes the intellect interferes with our understanding of God. On one hand, autistic children are handicapped in their understanding of the world, but on the other hand, they have a clear and unclouded vision of things which are hidden to the rest of us. Their souls connect directly to the world without the mind getting in the way, end quote. So this was also explained by Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, who's one of the who's regarded as one of the greatest Jewish philosophers of the 20th century. So Rabbi Dessler believed that prophecy requiring a high spiritual awareness could come as a result of what is considered a developmental disorder. So he said, quote, prophecy was given to Shoteim since the screen, the intellect is not so strong. The brains of Shoteim are different, and one can peek within the world of the soul without any physical concealment or cover. When the brain is thus different, the soul is freed. It is unlimited and sees all. The brain is what limits and conceals the soul, end quote. So the children apparently are aware of their special ability for prophecy. Rabbi Samuel says, you would think, quote, you would think they would be depressed that people look down on them as being handicapped, but they tell us that they can't believe how much we don't see things they see so clearly, end quote. Rabbi Shmuel believes that this diminished form of prophecy is particularly suited for our generation. So he said, quote, a generation that merits it will receive a higher form of prophecy that comes through holy men. Our generation does not merit this higher form of prophecy and cannot handle such a direct connection to God. These children are not all holy men or women. The lesser form of prophecy is more about who we are, a difficult generation, more than who they are, simple souls. End quote. Now, unlike prophecy, which came to only a few gifted people who lived austere and holy lives, Rabbi Samuel believes that every autistic child has this ability. So he says, quote, as the Gula redemption approaches, autism is becoming more common, end quote. Now, the statistics actually do support this claim that the Autism Society reported in 2016, one out of every 68 children were living with an autism diagnosis. And today's incidence rate show the rate has increased to one out of every 59 8-year-olds. Now, despite more children being diagnosed with autism, prophetic statements from autistic children are becoming rarer. So Rabbi Samuel noted that 20 years ago, there was a group of 10 autistic children gathered to Jerusalem for all around Israel who were consulted on a regular basis. So he said, quote, the number is growing smaller all the time. Even though there are more autistic children, their ability to transmit the message is becoming more rare, end quote. Rabbi Samuel related that one of the more gifted autistic children passed away. This would have been last year, a young lady named Esther. The group with whom he works has now shrunk to two young men named Daniel and Binyamin, or Binyamin. But the people who communicate with the autistic children use facilitated communication, or FC, which is a technique that has been in use since at least 1985 as a way of communicating with those who cannot speak normally. So proponents of the technique claim that people with debilitating autism or severe mental retardation actually can communicate if given the physical support of pointing at letters on an alphabet board or typing on a keyboard. Now, though controversial and not universally accepted, FC has been accepted by the Autism National Committee, which is an autism advocacy organization, and the FC's policy approving of facilitated communication reads, facilitated communication is one accepted and valid way in which individuals with autism can exercise their right to say what they have to say, end quote. So many of the autistic children are aware of previous lifetimes, apparently. So, this gets into some strange area, but Rabbi Samuel related how one girl knew that in a previous lifetime, she was born a Jew but rejected her faith when she married a non-Jew. So again, this is the kind of stuff that creeps up into ultra-Orthodox Judaism or Jewish mysticism, this past life kind of stuff that we as Christians would just totally reject and say is not real. But So Rabbi Samuel says, quote, she needed to return to this world just to repair this blemish in her life. For that, being autistic was just enough, since it allowed her to have the most simple and clear faith in the God of Israel, end quote. So, you know, it's kind of interesting how they look at the world, because there's so much of that that kind of mirrors what New Age teaches nowadays. And for those not familiar, I totally reject New Age. Actually, me and Stephen Bancards, we both came out of New Age, and we wrote a book together called The Second Coming of the New Age. So we totally reject that for many reasons, and we did deal with reincarnation in that book. Now, Rabbi Samuel was approached by the mother of an autistic child who recently passed away, and the woman had a phobia of closed spaces. In her final days, her daughter told her that her previous lifetime, she had died in the gas chamber of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, and it was due to this past life experience that the mother feared such places. So, of course, past lives and stuff like that is going to be rampant in these Jewish mystic circles and all that stuff. But that's again why we need to learn how to argue against this stuff in a way that we can witness to these people and show them the Messiah has already come. Show them that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Now, Rabbi Samuel said, quote, Daniel frequently describes a large star that will approach the earth, and though it will not hit the planet, it will cause great damage. Scientists have never seen anything like this, so they don't know what to expect. But it is coming closer, which is why we are seeing more earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes than ever before. As it comes closer, this will only increase, end quote. And, you know, at least on that part, there are a lot of Christians that believe in Nibiru or Planet X, that there might be a close flyby of something large that really disrupts things. There are places in Bible prophecy where you could interpret it that way. I'm still split on it. I understand the arguments for it and the arguments against it, and I haven't really decided. For me, it's something that I think we should keep our eye on. But it's important to know what you know, the people in Israel actually believe right now. And it's mind-blowing that this has even gone to autistic children. Now, I'm actually curious about this. None of my kids are autistic. For those of you who have autistic kids, have you noticed any extra you know, gift of prophecy or a special understanding of spiritual matters or anything like that? Is there anything to that, or is that just kind of New Age stuff too? I would be interested to know that, but it's important to get a handle on what they believe, what the Jews believe. Not that we have to endorse it or agree with it, but we want to understand what they believe, because for one thing, their beliefs are going to dictate their actions, and their actions could fulfill Bible prophecy in some very negative ways. So we want to keep our eye on that. But also, we want to know how to witness to these people. I do believe that there's going to come a time where Israel, just Jewish people as a people, that they're, by and large, not every single one of them, but just by and large, generally speaking, that they are going to turn to Jesus, that they are going to get saved. There's going to be a time of repentance. They're going to turn to Jesus and recognize that Jesus is their Savior. Now, it would be great if that happens before the second coming of Jesus, when it's kind of too late. You know, it'd be great if that can happen beforehand. But you know, that's why we need to understand what they believe, so we know how to combat their arguments in a loving way, in a respectful way, so they don't have to feel on the defense, because nobody's going to listen to anybody if they feel like they have to be defensive. But just in an open conversation, that kind of stuff can be really productive. So anyway, I wanted to throw that out there, but I'm interested to know what you think about this, what you think about all of this, everything that we talked about today. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe and click the bell and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com. Also, keep in mind, this weekend, if all goes to plan, we will be releasing an interview with Kevin Sorbo, the actor. He's a pro-life Christian. We're going to be talking about protecting our most innocent among us, which we all know who that is, and just what is going on in the world today, where you know, the murder of innocent life is celebrated, and it's truly sickening. But we're going to talk about that, and it's not going to be a live interview. It will be a Peck report. It's not a Peck Underground Church. So it'll be on here. And then we got some other things planned that we might do for that video too, to kind of bolster it up even more and make it all that it can be. But so you want to stay tuned for that. That hopefully is going to come this weekend. We're recording the interview Saturday morning. So please, everybody, pray for that. Pray that the equipment works well and everything goes to plan, and there's no interruptions. Because we're looking forward to it. But all right, everybody, this has been a lot of fun. Oh, I forgot to invite you to the Hear the Watchman conference. Can't forget to do that. I'll just do it very quickly. Lots of great speakers. You can go to the link in the description below and use Josh20 as your promo code for $20 off of your tickets. You can also go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the link there. But come out and see us. March 2019, end of March 2019. It's going to be a blast. Lots of fellowship and just good, solid biblical truth. Again, that promo code is Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0. Make sure you get your tickets. All right, everybody, this has been a blast. I'm excited to read your comments. Thank you so much, and until next time, take care and God bless.